All right, let's dive in. Today we are taking a deep dive into CoQ10.
Coenzyme Q10.
Yeah, CoQ10.
Yeah.
It's everywhere these days. You see it in all sorts of skincare.
Absolutely.
But we wanted to kind of get down to the nitty-gritty and really figure out what the science says about it.
Okay.
And why it's showing up in so many of our products and what it can really do for us.
Right.
And we've got a whole stack of research articles.
Yeah, we do.
To go through.
It's a big one.
So hopefully we'll be able to come away from this with a much better understanding of this very popular ingredient.
Yeah, I think so too.
So maybe we can start with just like the very basics.
Sure.
What exactly is CoQ10? Like, what is this stuff?
Well, you'll see it on labels sometimes as ubiquinone. That's the INCI name.
Okay.
And so the 10 in CoQ10 refers to the number of isoprenoid units.
Oh, okay.
So it's chemically a 1-gyl-4-benzoquinone derivative with a long oily side chain, which makes it fat-soluble lipophilic.
Oh, okay.
And it appears as like a yellow to orange crystal.
Wow, I did not know that.
So if you were to see it, it's like a little yellow crystal.
Mm-hmm.
The full chemical name's mouthful, though.
I bet.
2-ol-3-dimethoxy-5-methyl-6-decaprenol-1-ol-4-benzoquinone.
Wow, okay.
That's why we call it CoQ10.
Yeah.
But, you know, for the chemists out there,
yeah,
we even have the formula in the molar mass.
So, yeah, we're not going to go into that.
Not today.
But that's fascinating. Okay, so
yeah.
So this is a pretty complex little molecule.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so before we even talk about skincare,
right,
what is this doing in our bodies? Like, what is the purpose of this in our bodies?
Well, it's really a key player in energy production within the cells.
Really?
Yeah, particularly in the mitochondria.
Okay.
Which is like the powerhouse of the cell.
Right.
So it's vital for that process. And then it's also a powerful antioxidant.
Ah.
So it helps protect the cells from damage.
Interesting. Okay.
So you'll find high concentrations of CoQ10 in organs that require a lot of energy, like the heart and the brain.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So we're not harvesting this from, you know.
From brains.
Hearts and brains.
No, not at all.
Put in our skincare.
The CoQ10 used in skincare is mainly produced through microbial fermentation.
Oh, okay.
So they use like yeasts and bacteria.
Oh, wow.
And this method is preferred because it has high purity and it's cost effective.
Oh, okay.
And it yields the active form of CoQ10.
Gotcha.
Older methods include extraction from animal sources or chemical synthesis.
Okay.
But those have drawbacks like low yield or purity issues.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got it in our skincare now.
Yeah.
What is it doing? How is it benefiting our skin?
Well, you mentioned antioxidants earlier.
I did.
Your skin is constantly bombarded by things called free radicals from things like sunlight pollution,
yeah,
even your own metabolism.
Oh, wow.
And these can really damage important skin components like collagen, which leads to signs of aging, like wrinkles, fine lines.
Right.
So CoQ10 is a really potent antioxidant, meaning that it can actually neutralize these harmful free radicals.
Oh, wow.
It also helps to regenerate other important antioxidants in your skin, like vitamin E and C.
Okay, so it's like a team effort in there.
Exactly.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
So we see a lot of claims about, you know, CoQ10 helping with wrinkles.
Yeah.
Is there any truth to that?
Yes, there is. Research suggests that it can help reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles by supporting the production of collagen and elastin.
Right.
Which are basically the structural proteins that keep your skin firm and plump.
Okay, yeah.
Some studies have shown an increase in fibroblast proliferation, which are the cells that actually produce collagen and elastin.
Oh, wow.
And also a reduction in wrinkle depth with CoQ10 use.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and it can also inhibit the enzymes that break down collagen.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it's kind of a multi-pronged approach.
It is.
I've also seen some things about hydration and protecting skin from the environment.
Absolutely. So CoQ10 can help your skin maintain its moisture barrier, which is key for hydration. And its antioxidant properties offer some protection against environmental stressors, including UV radiation.
Right.
But it is not a substitute for sunscreen.
Of course not.
It can help, but it's not going to replace your sunscreen.
All right. So this is all sounding really good.
Yeah.
Where can we find it? What kind of products should we look for?
Well, you'll find it in a lot of serums because they're designed for concentrated delivery.
Yeah.
You'll also find it in creams, lotions, eye treatments.
Oh, wow.
Concentrations can vary typically from 0.01% up to 3%.
Okay.
And sometimes the CoQ10 is encapsulated in things called liposomes, which helps it to penetrate the skin layers more effectively.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
Yeah.
So what's happening on like a cellular level? What is this actually doing to our cells to produce these results?
So CoQ10 actually supports energy production within the skin cells.
Interesting.
Which is crucial for all of its functions, including repair and the synthesis of collagen. And it also directly influences collagen and elastin production, and it can help reduce inflammation in the skin, which is a big contributor to aging.
Okay, so it's like an all-around good guy in there.
Yeah.
How long has this been around in the science world?
Well, CoQ10 was first isolated in 1957, and the structure was identified in 1958.
Wow.
So it's been around for a bit.
It has.
Initially, the research focused on its vital role in energy production and its connection to cardiovascular health.
Okay.
And then it started appearing in skincare around the 1990s, and it's become increasingly popular, particularly in Asian beauty traditions.
Okay, so kind of a newer addition to skincare, but been around for a while in science.
Yeah, exactly.
Are there any challenges to using it or things on the horizon for the future of CoQ10?
Well, formulation is always being refined to improve its stability and how well it gets absorbed by the skin.
Right.
Encapsulation is one key area.
Oh.
But generally, CoQ10 is very well tolerated compared to other anti-aging ingredients.
Okay, that's good.
And future research is going to explore its potential in addressing hyperpigmentation and other skin conditions.
Oh, wow. Okay. So lots of potential for this.
Wow, there is.
All right. Well, it sounds like CoQ10 is really something to look out for.
I think so.
And to, you know, learn about and understand.
Yeah.
It's fascinating what this little molecule can do.
Yeah, it is.
For our skin and our bodies.
Exactly.
It's been really interesting to dive deep into this and just kind of trace its journey from, you know, basic science to showing up in our everyday products.
Absolutely.
I wonder what other, you know, amazing scientific discoveries are happening that are going to be showing up in our products soon.
Exactly. What's next?
Yeah. What's next? Right.
Yeah.
So what are you guys interested in? What ingredients make you wonder about the science behind them? Let us know.